Oh, just one last one. I must tell you this one. First time I worked in the heat test room, and there we tested gun cotton, which is a white fluffy powder. One day, the chap who was in charge of us with heat test room was next to the main lab. It's still there. The roof's getting a bit dilapidated, but anyway, it's still there and just has a door each side and a couple of windows round. The chap, he said, "Hey, you chaps," to us laddos, and he was in charge of us. He said, "Have you ever seen gun cotton burn?" "No." "No." He said, "Okay then." So we'd got to, these heat test bars were spherical copper tanks heated by a small Bunsen burner underneath. When we got in, went into his room, which was a bit separate, there was about one, two, three or four piles of gun cotton put out on the bench in front of these burners, with the gas burners going inside there. So he said, "Here you are." So he got a taper, so he touched the first one, and whoosh. Well, just as that lot went off, who should go past the window outside but the superintendent and our chief chemist. As old Blanchard, chief chemist, he called himself. These two walked past, and they were obviously going to come into this room where these three piles of gun cotton were laid out there. Well, I mean, we'd have been right in the cot. The bloke in charge, I'm not going to name him because it won't do him any good. I don't suppose he's still around now, but still, anyway, it doesn't matter. As they went past the bit of empty wall between the windows, he touched another one off, and then they would go past that windows. Then, as it went past another reveal, off goes another one. There was one left, and they just got their hands on the latch to come in the room, and he touched that one off. Whoosh! Well, of course, it burned so fast, there's nothing left, no ashes or nothing. Oh, yeah. And there were we three sitting around watching this. They walked in, these two, Percy Knapman, the superintendent, and Walter Blanchard, came in the room. Of course, there was this smell in there. Walter, who recognised the smell of burning gun cotton, he says, "Oh, strange smell. Smells like burning explosive. Any trouble in here?" "No, Mr. Blanchard," says our chap. He says, "No, Mr. Blanchard," he said, "I did a very silly thing." He said, I came in this morning," he said, "and he said, this was thinking on the spur of the moment. Spot on the spur of the moment," he says, I was combing my hair, and it's a celluloid comb. And he said, "I didn't think," he said, "and I put it right down by the side here by one of these Bunsen burners that caught fire." He said, "Is there any left?" "No," he said, "it all burnt away to nothing." "Well, you know it's against the law to bring in celluloid combs and other foreign bodies into the gunpowder factory." "No," he said, "well, it is." He said, "and if ever I hear anything like this happen again," he said, "you'll be in for very severe reprimand." And we got away with it. Don't let it ever happen again. And I said, as these two walked out, did we breathe a sigh of relief? Because if we'd have been caught with these piles of gun cotton laid out and touching them off with tapers in an explosive building, oh, we'd have been up in that. Oh, there'd been no doubt they'd been tantamount to arson. We could have easily been in prison, I should think. I'll always remember that.